Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
The Financial Times, the headline of the moment. EU retaliates after Donald Trump's steel and aluminum tariffs take effect. Subhead, countermeasures beginning in April will target up to 26 billion euros of U.S. goods, Brussels says. I welcome David Hebert. He is helping me understand what we're witnessing in this headline. It's called reciprocal tariffs. And that is something that economists such as David understand completely. He's a senior research fellow at the American Institute for Economic Research. David, a very good evening to you. Reciprocal tariffs. I believe I just read a headline that demonstrates. What is the theory behind reciprocal tariffs? Good evening to you.
Well, good evening to you too, John. Thanks so much for having me today. So the idea behind reciprocal tariffs is sort of a tit-for-tat strategy. You know, if you tariff us, we're going to tariff you. And the hope is that by doing so, we can convince other countries to lower their trade barriers against us and allow us to keep our trade barriers against them quite low. Having low barriers to trade is clearly a good thing for the American people, and it's clearly a good thing for the world. It allows for better access for everyone, for all the goods and services produced all around the world. The question before us, though, is whether reciprocal tariffs will lead to that goal of lowering trade barriers for everyone, or will they just double down on protectionist and destructive policies?
Tariffs. In the beginning, when the Republic put itself together, that was a major source of income for the government. It wasn't competed with until, I believe, the Internal Revenue Service in the early part of the 20th century. Did it work, charging tariffs on goods coming into the U.S.?
Yeah, so if we view tariffs as sort of a sales tax, if you will, and in that they are not targeted toward anything, they're relatively low, you know, they can raise revenue. But what's important to note is that every time we hear this story from, you know, pro-tariff proponents, you know, they'll point out that up until about 1913, the U.S. relied very heavily on revenues from tariffs. What they'll always neglect to point out, though, is that the U.S. government up until about 1913 did remarkably few things. So Social Security, the Department of Education, Medicare, Medicaid, these were all decades after the income tax. So they're right that the U.S. government did rely on tariff revenue. But when their spending was so low, was such a small component of GDP, it's remarkably easy to fund a government that does remarkably few things. So the question, you know, can tariffs supplant, you know, the income tax this year? The answer to that has got to be an unequivocal no. Even the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office has estimated that the most bombastic claims that President Trump has made, that these 10% tariffs on the world and another 50% on China, would raise about $270 billion per year. Now, to you and I, that sounds like quite a bit of money. But when we realize that the federal government is projected to run a $1.9 trillion deficit just this year alone against their $7 trillion budget, these $270 billion is basically about a 2.5% to 3% raise. That's not nothing, but it's also not nearly enough to move the needle on a profligate Congress that refuses to rein in its spending.
The title of your piece at Civitas, the Civitas Institute of the University of Texas, is reciprocal tariffs are a tantrum masquerading as strategy, a tantrum. So what we're presented with is that it would raise revenue for the U.S. government, but the revenue is not adequate for the debt we have. Last time I heard, it was in the trillions, maybe 36, some fantastic number. But not only will it not raise revenue adequate to the needs, but also it damages households. How does it do that, David?
Yeah, so to your point, the federal government right now is about $36.3 trillion in debt, and that number is projected to grow north of 50 by 2035. So there is a serious spending problem. And as you said, while we will raise revenue through tariffs, this is a very small sum, a drop in the bucket, if you were. The way that tariffs affect U.S. consumers and producers is by raising prices. They are, in effect, a tax on the American people. And it's important to note this. They are a tax on imported goods. Well, the purchasers of imported goods, that would be us. Canadians, Mexicans, Chinese people, they're not importing goods into the U.S. They are exporting them. And by taxing imports, this tax is placed on the American people. This is a definitional issue. It's not an ideological position or anything like that. It's in the definition of the word. And as we know, whenever you raise taxes on something, it's going to drive up the price. And when prices rise, people are going to buy less of that good overall. So what we see in the U.S. is when we tariff, for example, steel and aluminum, as we did in the first presidency, our Trump presidency, what we find is that, yes, there is a little bit of a boost to the steel and aluminum producing sector. So what we saw was about 1,000 jobs saved or potentially created in that industry. But in the downstream industries, where we have people purchasing steel, purchasing aluminum, what we find is the higher costs cause these companies, these manufacturing companies, to purchase less steel and aluminum. Well, if you have fewer inputs, like steel and aluminum, you're going to get fewer outputs. And if you're producing fewer outputs, you're going to have to need fewer workers. And so what we saw from the steel and aluminum tariffs in 2017 was a loss of 75,000 manufacturing jobs around the country. This is how the American people are ultimately harmed through tariffs, is through the higher prices for producing, ironically enough, in the manufacturing sector itself.
You also offer an example that is vivid about tires, Chinese-made tires, and tariffs imposed by not President Trump, President Obama once upon a time. It led to an additional number of jobs created in the U.S., the domestic tire manufacturing. There were also job losses. However, the colorful detail is about tire treads on the side of the road. What did you see, David, after that tariff was imposed on Chinese tires? What happened in America?
Yeah, so in 2009, President Obama imposed tariffs on Chinese-made tires, in part due to a desire to protect the domestic tire industry. And you're exactly right. We did see a number of jobs saved in the tire-producing sector. But we also saw several thousand more jobs lost in the retail sector due to consumers having less disposable income and paying a higher price for these tires. What we also saw, though, was some of the largest purchasers of tires, for example, the trucking industry, would switch away from replacing their tires and toward retreading their tires. So retreading tires is basically gluing or somehow adhering new tread onto an old tire. And this can be an effective patch. It can buy you a few extra miles of use for that tire, and it is cheaper than buying a brand new one. The unfortunate thing is that those tires are much more likely to blow out completely. And so what we saw from 2009 to 2012, the years that these tariffs were in place, were a lot more blown out truck tires on the side of the highway. Now, a truck losing a tire, you know, when they have several, they can usually get off to the side of the road and not cause a big accident. But this remains a serious problem. You know, if a lot of tires blow on a truck, now all of a sudden we have a big accident. That's going to impinge on traffic flows, that's going to impinge on deliveries, and it's going to cause delays for lots of people. What's interesting is that as soon as the tariff was lifted in 2012, the amount of tires on the side of the road, of tire shreds on the side of the road, almost vanished. And people often forget that there used to be just scores of tire parts on the side of highways all over America.
So what we have here is an example of everything happens. In other words, the Trump administration says these tariffs will bring jobs home to America. That is their ambition. And that happened with tires. Critics, that would be the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, say, wait a minute, we'll lose jobs because, and then fill in the blank. In your case, it's retail jobs were lost because there weren't tires to sell, the Chinese cheap tires to sell. There was also damage to the trucking industry with blown out tires. We don't know what that consequence was, but we can guess it's not good to have a blown out tire on the highway. So everything happened, David, correct? Everybody's right, but it doesn't lead to a revelation.
So I think it's really important to separate, you know, the goal of the Trump administration from the tool that they're using, right? So the goals of bringing back manufacturing jobs, of improving the economic livelihoods of the American people, of, I'll even go so far as saying, combating the opioid epidemic. Those are all laudable goals. And those are things that, you know, frankly, we should be working toward doing. The question is whether or not tariffs as a specific tool will achieve that. And we could do reciprocal or otherwise. And what we find is the history of this tool, the theory of this tool, and the evidence of using this tool is exactly counter to the goal that President Trump has. What we find is that the net job loss exceeds the job gains in the protected industry. What we find is an increased amount of what we could call crony capitalism, which is something that I think the American people recoil against, the idea that politically well-connected people benefit at the expense of the American taxpayer. We see that cronyism creep back up with government picking winners and losers. Unfortunately, the losers are often the American taxpayer, the American producer, and the American consumer. The winners are often these corporations that are getting these protectionist policies.
I'm speaking to David Hebert. He is writing for the Civitas Institute on reciprocal tariffs. We've identified what can go wrong, and now we are going to look for what can go right. In other words, what is to be done? David is a senior research fellow at the American Institute for Economic Research. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why My Lowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.